Kilayim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, 9:3. We established in the previous Mishnayos that there is a prohibition against wearing a combination of wool and linen, either lo silvash, not to wear it, and also lo yale lecha, it can't come upon you on your person, even if you're not wearing it as clothing, if it coming upon you confers the benefits as if it were clothing. That is to say, you're not wearing the blanket, but the blanket is giving you warmth or giving you shade and protection from the sun. That would be an equal prohibition, even without wearing it. So here the Mishnah says, mitbachos hayadayim, hand towels, and mitbachos hasafarim, and the wraps that would go on a Sefer Torah, and mitbachos hasfag, and also absorbent like bath towels, ein behem mishum kilayim. Those things, one doesn't wear them, you don't wear a towel, and when you dry your hands, it might come on your hands, or dry your person, and it comes on your person, but it doesn't do that to keep you warm, you're just using it to dry yourself, and therefore there's no problem of kilayim. Rabbi Elazar Oser, Rabbi Elazar disagrees. He says, while it's true that the way I described it may be the case, it's also often the case that a person is cold, and when he dries his hands, he's happy to have the warmth of the towel. And when he opens the Sefer Torah scroll wrap and it ends up on his lap, he's happy to have the warmth from the scroll's wrap on his lap. And when a person dries himself, he's happy to have something to cover himself in case he's seen, let's say, by a teacher and he's embarrassed. So he wears the towel like a toga, like a kilt, like a skirt, and therefore he's wearing it. So in all those cases, although it's not necessarily the case that one who uses these kinds of towels or wraps would be intending to get the benefits as if they were clothing or wear them like clothing, but it does happen sometimes. And therefore, Blazer says one may not use such towels and wraps if they are made out of shatnas, and that is the halacha. Mitbachos hasaparim. Now don't get confused here. If you look carefully, above we said mitbachos hasafarim, and there the fe, like the F sound, was not the gusha, there's no dot in the fe, and therefore it's talking about a sefer, a book, a sefer Torah, a scroll. Here it's sapar, it is dagusha, there's a dot inside the pe, making a P sound, and a sapar is a barber. So the mitpachat of a sapar, the sheet that the barber puts on you, so that your clothes shouldn't get dirty from the hairs as you get a haircut. So that, since there's sort of like a hole in the top of the apron that you're putting on, and your head goes inside of that sheet to protect yourself that the barber puts on you, you're sort of wearing it and like a poncho. And since you're wearing it like a poncho, you have the problem of a little silbash, according to everybody, you're wearing it, and therefore it's prohibited. Asuris mishum kilayim, if it is made out of wool and linen together, it's prohibited to wear such a sheet or apron that the barber puts on you, even though you're not intending to get warmth from it, since you're wearing it, your head goes through it, that's already considered to be wearing it, and it's asur to wear such a thing.